Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Coffee and Cream with Rogers and Benning on Hail Varsity Radio.
Coffee and Cream in the morning. Ravi Lula filling in for Andrew Rogers, who is currently down in Lincoln getting his eyeballs on practice.
Talking about practice.
Practice. Not a game. Not a game.
Not a game.
And listen, it hurt me a little bit to be here and not be at practice. But guess what I did need? If I wasn't that hurt. I didn't need a personal injury lawyer. But if you do, if you suffered an accident, you can get on the Dire Law team to provide you a helping hand. Just a helping hand when you need it, no matter what you're dealing with, which I think is kind of the key. Can't be afraid. Call Dire Law at 402-393-7529 or visit dire.law to chat with a trusted professional about your personal injury claim. That's dire.law, and that does not include, you cannot call and say, hey, listen, I didn't get a chance to watch practice. I'm a little traumatized. Or, hey, I know you have some media stipulations on former players. I would like some consultation. I don't believe Dyer will field that call. Now, they're cool, so they'll listen.
Yeah.
But I don't think
Dyer, I don't know that falls under personal injury.
No. Let's take a quick call as we're in the middle of a fantastic conversation. Let's go to Ramon. Ramon, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hey, there's that voice. What's up, buddy?
Hey, last week, my wife and I were talking to your wife.
Okay.
And that's how I found out about the show.
Oh, am I slipping? Am I not doing a good enough job with advertising? Where'd you see her? West Side?
At work.
Open house party, something. Yeah, at work. Okay, I like that.
Yeah, yeah, the parent-teacher conference.
Got you.
Yeah, my coworker Susan told me, too, the other day, because she's a big fan.
Oh, okay.
But what they both didn't tell me was that you have the extra seductive coffee and cream flavored production.
We kind of stumbled into that one. Some people made fun of us. We thought it may stick, man. I don't know, man. I appreciate it. How you been?
I've been good, man. My daughter just went to school. She asked me, yeah, why is it called coffee and cream? I said, well, you know. Hey. They're black and white, I guess.
I'll explain that one later, man. You like what you're hearing?
You know, I'm excited. Shane is with the crew.
Yeah. So. I couldn't do anything without my right hand man. Right? It's Listen. Some people need life preservers. I need Shane.
Yeah, when Susan was telling me about it, she says, hey, man, I haven't heard from you, so I had to call in.
Everybody knows the voice, man. But pretty soon when we kind of get rolling, we got a couple movie reviews because I'm mad about a few things that are happening on Netflix.
Okay, we'll have to address it and figure it out.
So real quick, why are they going to these things that only have like 3 or 4 episodes and leave me with more questions than answers? Mm.
I think some of them are just getting more popular because you know you can find those, you've been able to find those, but I just think they're having more notoriety lately.
Mm. Yeah, do you have anything that I need to be checking out before we let you go?
You know what? I really haven't been watching much lately. I'll have to get back into it.
Yeah, let me know, man. I don't sleep much these days, so let me know what I need to be streaming.
I will. I was just going to say real quick, this morning you were talking about moving.
Mm-hmm.
And when we moved into a new build, they had, you know, they watered the sod nonstop. And after we moved in, we found out that our bill was based on an estimate, so it was completely obnoxious. Now, to MUD's credit, they fixed it when we called in, and they did it based on the actual count of the meter. Uh-huh. But we didn't know they ever just estimate your bill to make it like $1,200.
Hey, that's what happens when you get those big levies and you build, my man. I mean, good on you. Mr. 3.7, 3.6, I'm sure. Anyway, Ramon, I won't put you out there, man. Good to hear from you.
All right, you too. I'll take it easy.
That's my guy, man. Great, one of the greatest voices in America. Not much he hasn't seen on television either. I want to go back to something that you were talking about with because I'm kind of starting to put, you know, a lot of it is making sense when I hear it. One of my coaches, and he's won a state championship and had a ton of success, so he pretty much knows what he's talking about. But he says the how is the most important part.
Mm-hmm.
Defines this is what we do. I wonder what a shock to the system, and you know, I'm kind of talking to the guys now here and there periodically about the differences and not wanting to compare and contrast.
Yeah.
Because there's this stretch where you go, I can't believe we were doing it like X now that we know how to do it like Y. Because mm-hmm. there's that spot where you're kind of in your feels.
Yeah.
And it takes some snapping out of, kind of like as a player, because a couple, two, three things happen. You either feel guilty
mm-hmm.
that you didn't know better, right? So you blame, there's that self-blame.
Yeah.
Or there's the self-pity where it's like, man, I can't believe I wasted X amount of time and we could have been doing it like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the, man, I embrace it, let's go, I'm all in. And there's a fourth, actually.
Anger.
Yeah. Or you just resist it.
You're just mad.
Yeah. You resist it.
Yeah.
Because you can't snap out of it.
See, well, there's two versions of anger, right? There's the one where you're mad that people are changing things on you. And then there's one where you're mad that the last person didn't teach you right.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And that's why I was pretty proud. I mean, I don't know I'm like that. That's why I commended Ethan Piper, because I think it's hard for these guys to take the podium
mm-hmm.
and not be able to say, listen, man, we did what we were told. We didn't know any better.
Yeah.
But there are some guys that maybe felt like they knew better. It was just allowed. And then there are those guys that just aren't going to conform, which is why, and I said this the other day, and I should have given it more context, because I didn't want people to take it and run. But there's an older layer to this team that I was concerned with.
Sure.
About making wholesale changes. I felt like the administrative, I felt like Trev and his crew, like they would eventually get it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when iron sharpens iron, you're going to get some sparks.
Yeah.
Right?
So there'll be friction.
So they'll be pushed.
Yeah.
But it's good. Coach Rule's staff will be pushed because it's a little different than they're accustomed to, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I was worried about some guys having to transition that had been allowed or had, I guess for lack of a better term, able to do some things that they now can no longer do.
So I think there's a key element to that that really helps prevent that, and it's just that they weren't very good.
Yeah, but
if you had success doing something your old way,
it's
a lot harder. I know some people are still wired that way, but it's so much harder to change something when you've had at least some success doing it your way.
You've heard him say, and he slid it in. He said it once to Will Compton on Bussin' with the Boys. He said it to the media. He's mm-hmm. like, listen, you guys were 4-8. Like, why are you worried about what I'm doing?
Yeah.
Right? But you're not going to alienate because you need
right.
you need help. But
he
did subtly get his point across. But you can't let those guys – how would you – it sounds good for me and you,
mm-hmm.
but you can't say to who could take it? You can't say to Luke Reimer, hey, man, I know you were all conference. You're scratching the surface of what you're capable of. That wasn't very good.
Well, so there's a difference between scratching that surface and it wasn't very good.
Well, some guys you just tell – I didn't want to throw them under the bus. No. But some guys you're just going to say, hey, listen, man, you weren't very good.
Which is true.
Right?
For a lot of guys, right? There's a lot of guys, especially guys on the O-line, for example.
And which is why he said early,
mm-hmm.
great example. I don't subscribe to the whole we're not going to be a good O-line. We're going to be a good O-line. You got to call plays and have schemes that put guys in situations where they can accentuate their strengths.
And you have to.
I'm paraphrasing, but that's what he said early, and we looked at him like he was crazy.
No, and you have to accentuate the things that your O-line coaches well, and you have to play. You have to call plays to his strengths and to the line strengths, right? So I guess my point is there's going to be some guys that resist change no matter what. Some guys you can say, hey, you were really good last year. I think we can make you better. Or I think if we do it this way, you'll help the team be better. Mm. There's some guys you can go to and say, hey, you're really talented. You haven't been playing very good football, though. Let's try and change that. And at the end of the day, you can build the relationships that allow you to say things like that. But if there's still guys that don't want to change, those are the guys that we're going to see no longer be with the football team.
Yeah.
Because if you're stuck in your ways of going 4-8, that probably doesn't have a place moving forward.
I would concur. Fantastic, man. That's Ravi Lula. Shane's over there on the ones and twos. We're live from the H&A Chevrolet studio. Coming up, my man Vegas B. Edwards, better known as Brian Edwards. Let's see if we can win you some money on Coffee and Cream.